Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, events, and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Jason Thomas is executive editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes the Columbia Regional Business Report, Charleston Regional Business Journal, GSA Business, and SC Biz News magazine. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Jason, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike. Always great to chat with you.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
Yeah, we have a couple things of statewide interest. South Carolina ports had a really strong March. The ports handled over 216,000 20-foot containers last month, which was a 12% year-over-year increase, and over 118,000 pier containers, which was an 11% year-over-year increase. So that increase actually marks the most significant uptick in volume so far in 2024. And port officials say a 17% increase in loaded imports and strong intermodal cargo movements drove the March growth. So they're saying that's a big sign of economic strength and a strong market. So encouraging news there.
Yeah, it's always good to see the ports doing well because it's certainly a big economic driver in this state.
That's right. And it wasn't just, you know, the Charleston port that did well. The inland ports Greer and Dillon also moved a lot of containers in March. Both had increases.
All right. What else do you see?
So the South Carolina Department of Transportation will host 20 open houses across the state to provide an update on the kickoff of the SC Plus EV initiative. Now, this initiative has a goal of developing and deploying charging equipment throughout South Carolina in support of the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Program. Now, that program provides states funding to develop and deploy EV charging infrastructure. So far in South Carolina, the state has received $10 million in 2022, $14 million in 2023 and 24 for EV charging infrastructure. So the SC Plus EV is a requirement of that federal funding to outline how the state will establish that infrastructure.
Well, we certainly need more of it if more people are going to adopt the EV technology.
Yeah, South Carolina definitely has its work cut out for it. It's about middle of the pack when it comes to available charging stations. And according to a recent report from the Alliance for Automotive Innovation, it ranks 38th in the nation for EV sales. So, you know, we have a lot of investment coming in the state, but the public sentiment hasn't quite matched that. Speaking of EV, German company EVAC Solutions has received a $110 million tax credit from the U.S. Department of Energy to create a link in the electric vehicle supply chain with its $500 million plant that's being built in Sumter County. That's a huge project. It is actually the largest economic development project in Sumter County history. EVAC Solutions produces rare earth magnets.
All right, well, let's keep moving across the state. What else do you see?
Yeah, up in the upstate, let's talk about some professional sports. Professional bicycle racing is returning to Greenville. The Greenville Cycling Classic will be held April 25th downtown. It's a criterium format that is expected to draw all of the major professional teams. And as you probably know, cycling is a big part of Greenville's economy. We have, you know, Boyd Cycling located here. They create high-end bicycle wheels used around the globe. And of course, you have, you know, the Hincapie Cycling Apparel Company, George Hincapie, the 17-time Tour de France veteran. So quite a rich history with cycling here in Greenville. And professional sports theme continues down in the Lowcountry. We just heard that the PGA Championship is returning to the Ocean Club at Kiawah Island Golf Resort in 2031 and bringing with it the world's top golfers and, of course, millions of dollars in economic impact. It's the third time the resort has hosted the event, and it puts it in pretty elite company. It's only the ninth course to host the event three or more times. Now, obviously, the economic impact is huge. We don't have an exact number, but tournament officials say the event historically generates an economic impact of about $100 million. I actually did a little research internally on this. Our sister paper up in Rochester, they recently hosted that, and they said the economic impact, they're going to host it, was expected to generate up to $200 million for the regional economy. So could see quite the economic boost for the PGA Championship coming back to the Lowcountry.
Well, Jason, as always, thanks so much for your time and the update.
For sure, Mike. Thanks so much for having me.
Jason Thomas is executive editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes multiple business journals across our state, and we will have links to all of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and never miss one by subscribing to our podcast, which you can find anywhere you find podcasts. With South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.